Welcome to iHeartMedia's Bay Area Focus, highlighting events and great causes here in the Bay Area.
One love once again. This is Larry Dorsey Jr. from iHeartMedia, and we have Jennifer Walsh from Abada Capoeira San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi. So can you tell us a little bit about Abada Capoeira San Francisco? What is the mission, purpose, and what is it all about?
First of all, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. So Abada Capoeira San Francisco, we're a Brazilian arts organization. We're based in the San Francisco Mission District. We use the art of capoeira to inspire personal growth, community involvement, and creative problem solving, both inside our studio and outside in life. We pride ourselves on offering high-quality, cultural, authentic programming to people from all backgrounds. And our work is based in working to preserve, develop, and present the art of capoeira with integrity and to use capoeira to build a healthy, just, and vibrant society.
That's beautiful. So what does Abada mean?
So Abada is an acronym, and translated into English, it means the Brazilian Association for the Support and Development of the Art of Capoeira. Abada Capoeira is an international organization based in Rio de Janeiro with independent branches all over the world. We're now in about 56 different countries.
That's powerful. And that's what we need too, especially for the African diaspora. I know a little bit about capoeira, but can you explain to the audience what capoeira is, please?
So in short, capoeira is a traditional Brazilian martial art, combines self-defense, acrobatics, dance movements, music, rhythm, singing, communal art form. All participants are important to the whole. Its roots are in African slavery in Brazil. So over generations, African slaves share different aspects of their different cultural practices, including fighting technique. And over time, that evolved into the martial art of capoeira. Fighting aspects or self-defense aspects of the arts were disguised by playing music and dance in order for them to be able to continue to practice the art form without having slave owners stop them from doing that. So all of the music and the rhythm, which now have become really important ingrained artistic elements of the art, all served a unique purpose as the art form evolved over a 300-year history of slavery in Brazil by allowing this art to actually develop by disguising the fighting techniques where later slaves, there's lots of myths and stories and legends about different capoeiristas who were enslaved who used capoeira as a fighting technique to free themselves and others from slavery. So it has a very rich, important history, which I think is very applicable to our modern world now, actually.
I agree. So how did the organization in San Francisco get started?
Founded by Mestra Márcia Segarra, who came to the United States in 1991. She came to the Bay Area to establish Abada Capoeira outside of Brazil and to ensure that as the art form spread into the United States, the integrity of the art was maintained. And we are going strong 28 years later.
So how long has ACSF been around again? Can you repeat that one more time?
We started in 1991, and at that time it was just two weekly classes that Mestra Márcia offered for a small group of students, and then snowballed and evolved into now we roughly serve about 12,000 people a year, both through our daily programming and then our performance and our outdoor performance events as well. 28 years based in the Mission District of San Francisco.
And what role do you play?
I am fortunate to be the executive director of Abada Capoeira. I am one of the co-founders, so I helped Márcia establish Abada as a legal nonprofit organization. We got our nonprofit status in 1996. I was one of the original founders. I've been working with the organization since the beginning and working to continually expand our reach, continue to expand the accessibility of our programming. We are of the belief that if everyone in the world practiced capoeira, we would live in a much more empathetic society with much more compassionate leadership and a much more diverse integration of peoples, which we strongly believe would be a better world than we're in right now. So we strive to continue to expand our reach as an organization.
Can you tell us about the different programs you offer?
Sure. We have capoeira classes for children, teens, and adults. Our children's and teen programs, we offer them free or low cost, depending on financial capacity. And then we also have extensive school-based programs where we offer in-school classes and educational performances throughout the Bay Area. We have a performance company that produces and appears in performances all over the Bay Area We like to keep a good balance between community-based performances. You might see us in street performances like Carnival Parade or the Cinco de Mayo Parade, but we also do stage performances and ticketed events like our own Spirit of Brazil performance that happens every other year. This year it'll be happening the first weekend of June at the Fort Mason Theater. And then we also offer cultural events where we bring master artists here to San Francisco to offer workshops and performances for the local community, trying to maintain a strong connection between our work in the Bay Area and its roots in Brazil.
This is like what I'm all about. I love it.
One of the aspects that I find really beautiful about the work that we do is that we have been in the community for so long. We are a safe and stable space for people to come through or to come back to. We have so many students who have started as children and then go off to college or go out into their, expand their life in some other way and then end up coming back, whether come back as a student or come back as a parent and bring their child. There's this really rich integration of generations. They come through, they experience it for a little while, and they take with them a part of our community and apply it to their own life. So even if you were there for just a couple of months, we like to think that somehow we've been able to touch people's lives in a way that's made a positive impact.
For sure. So I also understand that it's a nonprofit. You do a lot of special work in the community. Can you explain a little bit more about that, please?
We are a nonprofit organization, and the bulk of our community work lies in our youth development work, both our school-based programs and then our programs that happen at our Mission District Capoeira Arts Center. Those programs are offered primarily for free. We do that as a way to ensure participation and encourage participation. We raise funds annually in order to be able to continue to offer our program free or low cost to as many youth as possible. In order to do that, especially in the Bay Area, being that overhead and operational costs are increasingly expensive, we do rely on community donations and grants in order to be able to support our nonprofit purpose.
And where can people learn more about how to get involved?
You can find us on the internet at ABADA, that's abada.org. You can also find us in the Mission District. Come by. We welcome anyone to come by and watch class or stop by and say hello. We're in the heart of the Mission on 22nd and Mission Street. We're also on social media and Facebook and Instagram, so you can find Abada Capoeira San Francisco there as well.
How has the organization shifted to remain relevant as the Bay Area changes?
Great question. Being in the Mission District, we've seen the community around us evolve and shift throughout the years, and most recently in the past 5 years, it's really grown at a rapid rate, and demographics of our neighborhood are changing, and some of our target demographic of working with low-income populations, we're needing to do more outreach in order to bring those populations and continue to serve those populations. But at the same time, our presence now is possibly more important than ever, in that we, a center that's a consistent safe space, a consistent cultural space, holding place for the different cultural populations that are still a big part and make the Mission what it always has been and will continue to be. We shift to evolve with the community by staying strong and staying in our community and continuing to serve the diverse communities and integrate the different communities that are either entering or have been longtime participants of the Mission District. And we're here to stay.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad I could be of assistance, because I believe that the community needs you and you're a big part of the Mission's history. And we just need that. We need that flavor, you know. Abada is dope. And when you go there, when people go there and see the artwork inside, it's magical.
Yes, we've been blessed by having lots of really talented mural artists, including Os Gemos, which at the time, they're a couple of Brazilians. They're twins, which that's what Os Gemos means. And at the time when they came and did murals inside our building, they were not quite famous just yet and were just young and humble. And since then, they've become world international artists. And so we're always really proud of the murals that are inside our space because we're a part of their unique history as young graffiti artists, which is a really wonderful story, a success story for them. So yeah, we invite anyone to come to our space. The more people that come through, the more energy and diversity we have at our space. Everybody makes it an important, welcoming community together.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like the people to know?
No. Give it a try. Capoeira can look from the outside. It's really beautiful. A lot of people, when they first see it, they're captivated by it, but they also might be intimidated. So I would say try it before you allow yourself to be intimidated. You might surprise yourself.
Thank you for joining us on iHeartMedia's Bay Area Focus. Be sure to join us again next week for more great events and worthy causes in the Bay Area.